that is the spirit. Peter Lynham.
How are you going?
Howdy, mate. What's going on? What's going on in Spirit Town?
Hey, well, they've decided to demolish Christchurch Cathedral.
That's quite a lengthy decision, isn't it?
Of course, we're talking about the other cathedral. It's quite important to clarify this point.
What? I don't know. I'm not up to what's going on with Christchurch Cathedral.
Oh,
my
goodness. Where have you been living?
I understand that they have a very good rugby team also. My apologies for not knowing.
Yes. Christchurch is a rather important place, and if you've ever lived in Christchurch, as I have,
I don't know if I could.
You know, you have to respect and honour it.
Just the Christchurch is too much. It's too much going on in the name for me. I can't even deal with it.
Well, Christchurch had two cathedrals.
Okay.
One in the very, very centre in Cathedral Square.
That's the one I think that we're talking about, but it's not.
It's not.
Okay.
This is, and that's the one that is going to be rebuilt by the decision, the very reluctant decision of the retiring bishop, at enormous expense to everybody for $100 million.
Wow.
Just a casual
building,
$100 million.
The other one, it looks like John's pulled up a picture of it, looks kind of a little bit, it's looking a little bit Roman rubble vibe.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But infinitely the finer building.
Yeah, it's very
infinitely
nice.
Infinitely the finer building, and it's going to be demolished.
It looks like it's still, the main chamber is still kind of there, and all the little frilly bits have fallen off.
Yeah,
the gargoyles and whatnot.
The nave, as it's called. See, this is a grand Renaissance building.
Right.
And it really was probably among the top 10 buildings in New Zealand. Truly, truly magnificent. I went in there as a student, and I can recollect it. Just sumptuous magnificence. This is like a building that would look pretty good in Rome itself.
Right.
Very much that sort of Renaissance grand style. The architect, Francis Peter, did quite a lot of architecture in the South Island. But this is the grandest of all his buildings. And unfortunately, in the second earthquake, the dome collapsed.
Oh, wow.
And that was the grandest part. But certainly, you can still drive past and see quite a lot if you're in Christchurch.
I guess the Christchurch Cathedral, like the other one, that's like more central, eh? So it's, I guess.
Well, precisely. Yeah. And this has often been a witty point that the Catholics built just more or less across the road from the railway station and beside the gasworks. And it's said that when George Bernard Shaw visited Christchurch in the 1920s, he said, "Why do you put your finest building in the worst part of town?" But the reason is that the Catholics were certainly not going to be given the best parts of Christchurch. I mean, that was an Anglican city very, very much.
Right.
And so this building sat in a... It's a bit more of a prosperous area now, and there's really no railway station to speak of. But it's not a very central part of Christchurch.
Mm.
And so that may have been part of the decision, but the heart of the decision was that even the bit that's standing, the nave, was judged by the people who test these things out, the engineers, as being essentially unstable.
Okay.
So this is a really grim decision.
Mm.
But I wonder who'll get the best deal now, because, you see, originally the Anglicans had made the decision to demolish and rebuild. And then they had local government officials, you know, set up, who wouldn't go near an Anglican church if they tried. Jim Anderton was of good Catholic stock, not terribly active, I think, and a number of other, you know, MPs and the like, and they were vehement that the old Anglican cathedral had to be restored exactly as it was.
Mm. See, I'm not too fussed about that. I feel like sorry if I offend anyone, but if we just keep the front, like the facade, like we do in Auckland with like the bank building and stuff down on Queen Street, you know, there's a massive skyscraper behind it. I feel like we could just build like a pretty decent sort of shed out the back and have a mint looking front, you know. Keep the facade so you still got the memory of everything, and then far out, you know, yes. Rebuilding that thing, $100 million actual is what you're telling me.
This is gigantic, gigantic sums of money. And of course, reconstruction to make it look the same, but necessarily earthquake strengthened.
Is that the same?
What do you mean?
It's not really meant.
Is it the same? Well, it can't be the same, and it will need to incorporate a whole lot of modern features.
But it's different.
I think the rumours that were in the press, the Christchurch newspaper this morning, were that a site had been chosen very close to the Christchurch Town Hall in the part of Christchurch that is booming, up in a much more sort of salubrious part of the city. That there, looking out on the river, they'll build a magnificent building, and it'll be the envy of the Anglicans who are forced to...
So this is the Catholics. The Catholics get a new spot. In a better position.
Do these?
Yes, and in a brand new building that's more adapted to modern styles. Because I mean, old fashioned style worship is often shaped by the building that it's in. You had to do really triumphalist Roman Catholic masses.
Triumphalist.
On the high altar of that magnificent Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament. But presumably it could be a cathedral in the round, it could be a cathedral with much more open and looking out with huge glass windows. The Catholic Church has recently taken it over, the famous Crystal Cathedral in Los Angeles. Lots of interesting things could happen.
So you're basically saying, in essence, the Catholics, while theirs is getting bowled down, they're probably going to end up with a better church in the long run, as opposed to the Anglicans, whose is going to cost them $100 million to refurb, but it's just pretty old.
Move that bus.
It's kind of still pretty old and crap.
Yes, precisely. And really, I mean, the Anglican Cathedral's architecture was nothing special. I know it was a Gilbert Scott building, but that's it's often been called like a large parish church of England. So that's pretty demeaning language. Whereas the Catholic one was grand, but maybe the past has to be let go.
Who's got the bigger clan, Anglicans or the Catholics?
Well...
And do they, how can I tell them from afar? Do they have a certain colour scheme that I can keep an eye out for?
Yes. Well, the Catholic Church is smaller in Canterbury, but has certainly overall just become the largest denomination in New Zealand back in 2013. We did talk last year about the decision that the new bishop has made to halve the number of parish churches, even though, I mean, all their churches are full. But he wants to save money so that presumably he can pay for his new cathedral.
Mm. Huh. Someone has messaged in, Peter, saying Christchurch, the village of the damned.
Oh,
shit. It's a fairly weighty thing to say.
Let's not forget about Christchurch over here. Like,
I think that's shocking statement, and you should remember the Crusaders when you say things like that. I think... The point is that Christchurch has always carried an enormous sense of prestige and identity. Aucklanders have no sense of identity. It's a very striking thing that...
Peter, you know that this is broadcast especially in Auckland, don't you?
I do know that.
Peter, you know everybody's got the text line as well.
But as somebody has told me, never publish a book on Auckland history because Aucklanders aren't interested in their own history because they aren't really Aucklanders.
Right on. Yeah, we are.
Whereas Christchurch people are totally loyal.
Okay. And patriotic.
Yes.
Auckland is this village of the damned, maybe. We're out here just cruising around.
So that is another possibility.
We're just out flying towards hot lights. Ooh, what's that? That's Auckland.
It's a very interesting thing, different identities of New Zealand communities.
Totally.
There are striking differences. And, of course, any... Aucklander who goes south suddenly discovers the rest of New Zealand hates them.
Yeah, and I guess because what comes with the situation is an overarching change in values because of where you live, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's that, but I think also, you know, historically there were supposedly the four main centres in New Zealand and they were roughly equal, and each had its own character and its role. And so Wellington had the government, and Christchurch had the cathedral, and Dunedin had the prestigious university. And now Auckland's trying to grab all of those things.
Greedy.
I feel you.
And
feel
it's,
you.
It's disgusting, and it's tasteless.
We should try and diversify our bonds a little bit.
Yes, but we have got we have generally got the weather, although perhaps not today.
Peter, can I just tell you a quick story just as we wrap up this feature?
Yeah, but remember, John, that I'm going to have to listen to it as well.
This is on the Christchurch tip. I flew down to Christchurch a couple of years ago and jumped in a taxi on a Saturday morning. And the taxi driver asked me where I was from. He goes, "Well, where are you from, mate?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm from Auckland." And he turns around and looks at me and goes, "I hate Auckland." This is a taxi driver picking me up at the airport.
How long was the drive?
What do you hate about Auckland, especially?
truly, in Christchurch and Wellington vie for the level of hatred of Auckland.
Mm.
But they, I think, oh man, but they always beat us at rugby. What's the problem?
Yeah. Well, there are perhaps other aspects of cultural life that go into this.
Just taking the piss, mate. Thank you, Peter. It's always fun shooting the breeze with you, mate. And, you know, I'm sure there's enough churches to go around, really.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Peter. We'll check in with you next week.